Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now on Total Information AM, if you have not been to one of the programs presented by Johnny Rabbit at the St. Louis or the Missouri History Museum, you really need to check them out. And this week, you have a new one that you can go to, and Johnny Rabbit is here to tell us about it.
Thank
and
you,
Johnny,
Brian.
This is kind of about us.
It is.
Yes.
It is. Yay, the media. We've never done a real media program before, so The media is the message of our special show, a presentation, a program. Some people say a lecture. Some people call it a class. Actually, there are some people who take these things for classwork at the St. Louis Community College.
Do they really?
Grade for it.
Huh. And they're very interesting. No matter what you want to call them, they're very interesting and very entertaining at both at the same time.
I think that's the part. We don't want some really dull lecture that somebody's just going to drone on and on for an hour about something. So we have a lot of guests that come to these things.
Right.
I always do kind of the same thing. I talk about the past. Now, this is going to be the history of media, of newspapers, of radio, of television. And we're going to talk about some of the current things. And also we're going to touch on some things that are coming now for the future. For example, one of our TV stations now has a social media morning host that's never on television.
Yeah.
Only on social media.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Where is that future going to go?
Yeah.
So you're going to have Ron Jacober there.
Oh.
What a guy.
One of the greats. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, truly one of the greats. He's in five Halls of Fame.
Wow.
I don't know which ones they are, but there are five.
And
He'll
you know, when he did the sports on Sunday mornings all those years, I always wanted to tell him that, you know, I watched you growing up. But when you're my age, you don't tell that to people.
Right.
So I never did. But I did watch him, and it was an honor to work with him here at KMOX for sure.
Sure. So he's got a lot of stories, of certainly about the past, and will relate a great deal to sports, because sports and media really go hand in hand. Jack Buck, for example. And
we'll hear him later this morning,
really?
By the way.
Great.
Hint, hint.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know John Hancock was talking about him that last Friday. Mm-hmm. And so people talk about him, but we want to keep that talk alive. We want other people to remember Jack Buck and what he did and how he touched the community. So our former newsman and associate Rick Wallace.
Yeah, great.
He's going to do, I don't know exactly what he's going to do, but he's been preparing something.
And he's done a little bit of everything.
Yes, he has.
He's done news, he's done sports,
everything.
he does everything.
And so they'll be there. And Joe Holloman of the Post-Dispatch, the columnist, and I have a great affinity for him because I loved my work when I was a columnist for 5 years, the last 5 years, of the daily St. Louis Globe-Democrat. So I know how difficult writing a column is and how many people you have to turn down. And I thank Joe so much for documenting the things that we're doing. He's always there to lend a helping hand, to let people know what we're doing at the History Museum. So Joe will be there. He's got a lot of terrific stories. He really understands the media and understands newspapers and the newspaper past and what a history in St. Louis.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the days of the Globe Democrat. You get, I think it was the Post in the morning, right? And then the Globe in the afternoon?
Just the opposite.
Just the opposite. Yeah. Okay, I remember getting the Globe in the morning, and before going to school, we would check it out. And then in the afternoon, the Post would come in, and we'd get both of them every day.
And before that, the Star Times was also an afternoon newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Was it? Yeah.
Yep. We're close to right a half a block from where we are at our Park Pacific headquarters at KMOX. The busiest street for media in St. Louis was 12th Street or Tucker.
Tucker, right.
The Globe,
right
the Star Times, the Times, the Post-Dispatch, KMOX. We were on 12th and in the Mart building, 12th and Spruce. And there are, I think, two other daily newspapers, the St. Louis Evening News and the Daily News, are right on Tucker or right off within a half block, plus 13 radio stations and three television stations.
All on Tucker?
All on Tucker. All on this.
I did not know that.
From Cold Street to Spruce. And it's kind of weird that it all just has congregated. A lot of it's still here.
Yeah, it is. We're here. Monica Adams of Channel 2, she's done a lot, too. She does traffic now, but she was a news director on the radio for a while.
Yeah, she was. She and I got to work together at WRTH. And we always said, We just had a great time. We would talk like we're doing right now. There's nothing scripted. We haven't planned what we're going to say. And that's what we did every morning at 8:30 on WRTH. We'd spend 5, 10, 15 minutes just talking about what was going on in the news. So she's going to be at the program on Thursday morning. Now, the doors will open at 10. And from 10 to 10:30, our associate Clint Hosse, who's affiliated with Channel 5, and we hear him periodically here.
He was in, I think, last weekend.
He
got
was.
To see him,
yeah. So he's going to be there, but he's going to start the show at 10 when the doors open. The program proper is not till 10:30 and ends at noon. And he's a great musician, so he's going to be playing guitar, singing a few songs for a half hour, and then we'll get into the rest of the program.
And again, it's the Lee Auditorium, the Missouri History Museum, hosted by Johnny Rabbit. It's "The Media is the Message." And I know, obviously, we're a little slanted because we are in the media, and something when we were young got us into this business.
Yeah, right.
But when you throw out some of those names, I know Jack Buck and Dan Kelly are two reasons I'm in radio. As a matter of fact, when I was in Kansas City, I worked news on one station and traffic on a bunch of others. I had to come up with an air name, and my name was Dan Buckley.
Oh, my goodness.
For Dan Kelly and Jack Buck. So the influence that they had, I remember growing up and listening, of course, on the way to school. I went to school 20 miles from home, and so we listened every morning to the morning magazine on KMOX, Officer Don Miller and you know, Jack Carney and just all the great people who came through here. Grew up listening to Casey a lot, and that's where my musical taste comes from. Great radio station that you, of course, had a hand in.
Yeah, well, we changed it to a rock station 50 years ago.
And WRTH, my mom always listened to WRTH. And so it's really neat. And that's just the radio side of it, the influence that it had not only on me, but a lot of other people. And so to delve into the history is very interesting.
Good. Well, we have one other person, Robert Duffy. Mm-hmm. Robert Duffy is with the Post-Dispatch for 32 years, a writer, an editor. He concentrated on the arts and architecture, things like that. And he's also was one of the co-founders of the Beacon newspaper.
Yeah.
That was the online newspaper that is no longer
the
around.
The former Post-Dispatch, a lot of them started that, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. And that points out, you know, how things have changed and how rapidly they are changing. Like you mentioned, Channel 5 has somebody who is just on social media. Here at KMOX, we have a department that is just social media, because that is where a lot of people are getting their information. Whether it's accurate or not is a whole nother issue.
Right.
But it's always evolving, and I don't know, you know, it seems like it's evolved more in the last few years because of social media. And I know things have happened over the years. Newspapers, like we mentioned, all the ones that were here in St. Louis, we're down to one.
Yeah, right.
And it's struggling, you know,
to
carry on. So as you look at that, Johnny, do you think that we have seen a more title-type change in the last few years than in the other years, or has it always been that kind of evolution?
Oh, it's been in the last few years. I'd say the last 5 years for sure, but it was a much, much slower evolution over that period, much slower.
And so this is going to be a great program.
Again,
10:30 to noon on Thursday at the Missouri History Museum, the Lee Auditorium. And while you're there, there's always more to look at when you get done with that.
Yeah,
go out.
Right.
And it's a great time. It really is.
Thank you. And that's free.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, don't
Most
forget
importantly.
That. Don't bring any money.
And you get to see Johnny Rabbit. Can't hardly beat that. Did you have a good birthday last week?
Oh, thank you. I absolutely did.
Well, good.
Thank you very much.
Well,
for
happy belated
it.
Birthday. I did wish you that morning, but now that I'm with you in person, happy birthday.
And thank you.
All right. Johnny Rabbit on Total Information AM, where the news is coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.